Do you sometimes think that if only you were in a different location, or even a different country, there'd be more opportunities for you in your vet career? What if I told you that your location might not be the barrier you think it is? Many vets feel trapped by their geographical location, believing it limits their career opportunities. You might think moving to a new location will magically solve your career woes. But what if the key to a fulfilling veterinary career lies not in the where, but in the how and the what of your work? Location is not the limiting factor in your career you think it is. In today's episode, you're going to find out why. Stuck in your veterinary career and need help taking the next steps? My name is Steve O'Ely, and my mission is to help you take the next steps in your veterinary career so you can find more happiness and fulfillment in your job and your life. You're listening to Next Step Vet. Join us on our journey to a more enjoyable life. Have you ever caught yourself thinking, if only I worked elsewhere, things would be better? You're not alone. Geography is one of the three main reasons vets don't change jobs. And it was the excuse I told myself before making changes in my veterinary career. I've since learned that it's often not the place, but the approach to your career that needs a shift. Today, you're going to learn why location is not the limiting factor you think it is, the three main things you need in a job in order to experience a fulfilling veterinary career, no matter where you live. And I'll give you one practical step you can take today to reshape your career, no matter where you live. But before we do that, if you're a veterinarian wanting to finally take back control of your job, find the life you've always wanted, and design a career that works for you, I'll share what next steps you can take at the end of this episode. I'm founder of Next Step Vet, Steve O'Ely. As well as being a vet, I'm also a transformative career coach running the Next Step Vet Career Accelerator, where we help vets design rewarding and fulfilling careers of their own. I was once where you are, stuck in a veterinary job I was not enjoying. Worse, it was affecting every other aspect of my life, my energy levels, my relationships, and even my mental health. I too felt limited by where I lived. Searching for jobs online, there were very few local jobs in the animal health space that I thought I had any transferable skills to consider even applying for the role. I felt stuck. But when I got professional help, and I looked into the top career change books online, I started to realize I not only had transferable skills, but I was missing out on the 80% of jobs that are not readily advertised online. It turned out there were jobs I hadn't even considered that were in my geographic location. But even more so, I realized that geography is just an excuse. An excuse to blame for my career woes instead of taking action. And in taking action, I've designed a veterinary career that works for me. And now, I'm going to help you do the same. Many vets fall into the trap of blaming their location for their career woes. There aren't any options for me, especially ones paying close to what I would get in my vet job. If only I lived close to the city, then there'd be more options for me. There are no jobs in the animal health industry near where I live, but location is not the limiting factor you think it is. It's your mindset. If you approach your career as being one full of opportunities, learn about your strengths, values, and interests, and step out of your comfort zone on a daily basis, opportunities will appear. There are more jobs on the planet than we can possibly imagine, and your location is no exception. I'm not going to sugarcoat isolated rural areas. There are some very remote parts of the world where job opportunities are truly limited. But in most rural areas, there are territory manager roles, remote roles, and hybrid roles in almost any industry. The starting point to improving your career, no matter where you live, is to start telling yourself a different narrative. There are options for you where you live. And if you know where to look, you'll see that there are hidden jobs you hadn't even considered for your veterinary career. There are three things that are crucial to finding work you love, no matter where you live. Based on work by Dan Pink and Carl Newport, this research affirms three things: mastery, autonomy, and purpose. Number one, mastery. You've got to get good at something. If you're not enjoying your current work, this is where identifying your strengths from episodes 7 and 8 come in. The research suggests that chasing your passion is a bad idea, and you should instead be focused on what you can offer to the world. Number 2, autonomy. Control of your time isn't something you can expect on day 1. It's earned. To further the importance of mastery, the better you can get at what you do, the more control you'll be able to have of your time. People are willing to pay others well and meet their needs if they've got skills to offer in return. Again, you need to understand what your strengths are. Number 3, purpose. Finding meaningful work is not as straightforward as you might think. Some of the most passionate people become passionate about something first by becoming great at what they do. And then the passion follows. Provided you're not doing something genuinely meaningless or even negative to the world like telemarketing, passion will develop over time as you grow your strengths and become an expert in a particular area. Stop worrying about where you live and start focusing on how you can contribute to the community and to the world. If you are truly in an isolated area where there really are no opportunities for you, it might be time to start having the difficult conversation with loved ones about moving. So assuming you're not unfortunate enough to live in Timbuktu, and there is possibly work for you outside of your current job, what practical steps can you take today to reshape your career? Adopt a growth mindset. What exactly is growth mindset? It's the power of believing you can improve. While it's easy to preach about mindset, it's a lot more challenging to practice. How can you practice it? Take small risks. I'll go into more detail about taking risks in this week's challenge near the end of the episode. Adopting a growth mindset will help you see failures for what they are: opportunities to learn. If you believe that you can improve and are willing to take small risks to get there, work will become more enjoyable as you develop as a person. Embracing failure will also help you develop grit. It's when you demonstrate perseverance towards a goal despite setbacks. Research shows that grit is a better measure of potential success than IQ. Let me rephrase that. Developing perseverance is a better indicator of success than how smart you are. Developing perseverance is a better indicator of success than how smart you are. Adopting a growth mindset will create opportunities within your locality, provided you're not expecting results in under a week. It's easy to fall into the trap of blaming your location for your lack of options. You look on the jobs board, and there seems to be nothing remotely transferable based near where you live. But location is not the limiting factor you think it is. Imagine finding a role that excites you, offers growth, and aligns with your values, all without having to uproot your life. This can be achieved by changing the narrative you're telling yourself, understanding your true career needs, and adopting a growth mindset by stepping out of your comfort zone. It's all well and good knowing that location is not the limiting factor you thought it was, but how do you actually make change? In going through my own career struggles, I've developed a coaching program specifically for vets to help you design a career to work for you. Based on the work of career experts, along with my own experience in the veterinary industry. In each episode of the podcast, I'll share with you one simple, achievable step to help you on your own career change journey. Your next step is take small risks.
Next step accepted.
As discussed earlier in this episode, in order to adopt a growth mindset and develop perseverance, it helps to take risks. Start by taking small risks each and every day. Take a social risk by striking up a conversation with a stranger. More specifically, reach out to people in areas that interest you, both locally and in the wider region. Take an intellectual risk. Try something new, a problem you haven't tackled before. Maybe doing a surgery out of your comfort zone, taking up a new responsibility at work, or learning a new skill in your free time. Take an emotional risk. Tell someone you care about how you feel. It might be as simple as sending a message to an industry or government vet to say how grateful you were to receive their support. Opportunities will present themselves no matter where you live, if you're willing to take a risk. So this week, take small risks.
Next step accepted.
That's it for this episode of Next Step Vet. Three key take-homes. Location is not the limiting factor you think it is. Unless you're living in Antarctica, the Sahara Desert, or a remote island nation, there are probably opportunities available to you you haven't been exposed to. Regardless of where you live, here are three things that are crucial to finding work you love: mastery, autonomy, and purpose. We'll go into greater detail on this topic later this year. What practical steps can you take today to reshape your career? Take small risks each and every day and watch the opportunities develop over time. I'm host and creator Steve O'Ely. Thanks for tuning in to Next Step Vet. If you're finding this podcast helpful for your veterinary career, don't forget to subscribe, and if you're feeling extra generous, a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify is appreciated. In our next episode, you'll discover the importance of community and connection from one of the veterinary industry's greatest connectors, Ebony Escalada, the founder of Vets Stay Go Diversify. If you're a veterinarian interested in taking the next steps in your career, designing a career that works for you, bringing you more joy and fulfillment, visit nextstepvet.com, book a discovery call, and allow us to share how we can help you so you can stop feeling stuck in your job and start designing a career that works for you. The links are in the show notes. Next Step Vet is produced by me, Steve O'Ely. Editing is thanks to Alex Van Rose. Show theme is Cymbidium by WMD, and background music is created by Soundstripe. This was a production of Next Step Vet, the veterinary career podcast, helping you on your journey to a more enjoyable life.